It's the Tiltcast, episode 228, Steak, Bacon, and Batman.
And this week we talk some more Heroes of the Storm, Bloodborne, and Destiny, and talk some of Eagles. Justin's playthrough of Batman Arkham Knight. Stay tuned. Wet t-shirts.
Hey!
Seriously, hey! we're not used to you, like, and go.
There's no countdown to the show. This is totally fucking random. I sit here, and I've got fucking Facebook up going, and I go, click and go.
And Desk Weasel.
Desk Weasels. Fucking Desk Weasel. It's like the cutest little fucking rat ever. It's awesome. And it was like fucking with people, like, while they were working with them out. I could just imagine me just, like, playing fucking Heroes of the Storm, and that fucking Desk Weasel comes out and attacks my thumb, and I'd fucking shit my pants, and people like, ah, fucking Desk Weasel. I love Desk Weasels. I hate them. Can I buy them? Do they make them? I want one.
Isn't that something that some people put in their ass? No, that's gerbils. That's
that. We went from cute to shiza. Holy crap.
Just saying.
Indeed, indeed.
So you guys came in and you both shaved your head at the same time, right?
Yeah, well, see, it's kind of a ritual now. We've gotten to a point where we're synced on our shaving. It's terrible. No, he shaved his head.
Does he grow the balls too when he shaves that?
What?
What?
You said you guys shaved at the same time.
No, wait. You got this all fucking mixed up here.
When you say shaved his head. When you say same time, we're like talking
same day.
Same day.
Yeah, same day. No, not same time. There's we have one bathroom.
They started on the head and they just kept going down.
Look, we don't shave each other's heads. We don't. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. We do shave on the same day. I enjoy a bald head because I've got a giant bald spot and pretty much I look like a friar.
I enjoy a bald head because I have hair thicker than most horse manes.
Jeez. That's true. So true.
And that chick gets hot. It's like I'm wearing a fur hat on top of my head all the time.
He's got one of those weasels wrapped around his head right now.
So the hair goes bye-bye.
So when a weasel grows up, does it become a ferret?
I think they're still weasels.
Oh, well, I mean, it looked like a tiny little ferret. But
I don't think they're normally that small. I think that's probably a baby.
It was the cutest little thing ever.
I've seen a regular weasel. It's like, bam.
I'm gonna Google it so that it's in my search history, because my search history is important, and I need to have something cute to offset the porn. Not dead desk.
Dead weasel.
Dead weasel.
sounds like a punk band.
It does.
Or I guess that'd just be Screeching Weasel.
All you have to do right now is go to YouTube or Google Desk Weasel. It's the first thing that pops up. It is the cutest thing ever. So, there you go. We've got our cute in.
Actually.
Hey, how about we introduce ourselves? This is the Tiltcast.
Yeah,
and I am Rusty.
I'm Jason.
I'm Nas.
And, yeah, we've started off with a really random subject. But, hey, let's go with it.
So, it was 4th of July.
Oh, it... known as the apocalypse for all dogs and cats. it was terrible. Your dog actually weathered it way better than I thought she would.
She's getting old and senile, so...
I think she's losing her hearing.
She didn't even hear it. She just registered it as the same thing as, like, Destiny or something.
She wasn't... Normally, 4th of July to her is like a bad thunderstorm.
And she hates thunderstorms, so she'll cower.
And she, like, cowers in the bathroom, or even though she's on your lap, she won't actually, like, stay down.
She's just, like, she'll just be panting.
Up and shaking and panting and
yes.
All that, because she hates thunder. Yeah. I get home last night. She's not doing that.
No, and...
Amazingly enough.
And we had some fucking cannons going off last night, too.
The cats are freaking out more than the dog was.
Well, you know. Fucking cats.
Speaking of which, watching fireworks from the 41st floor of a 60-story tower is fucking amazing.
You've got... Where did you go? You have... Well, who was at work?
I work on the 41st floor.
So you worked on the 4th?
Yeah.
Well, I worked on the 4th. So, to be fair, I did too, and then just, long story short, all my employees were gone, and my boss was like, you don't want to be here, do you? And I was like, no, I don't. It was a last-minute thing. You know, I prepared to stay there to do my duty to
my company, I guess. All my employees are there till 10, so I'm there.
All my employees. It sounds important.
Well, technically, I'm a supervisor now.
That's fucking true. Yay. God damn, somebody gave him power. The world's going to shit now.
But, so ORU did a show, followed up directly by Southern Hills.
What time was their show at?
ORU started about 9:15, and Southern Hills followed their show up immediately. So, I had perfect view to both of them.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You know what I got a view of?
Up, I'm sure you're doing just fine.
Yeah.
You know what I got a view of? Not a goddamn thing. I didn't go anywhere. I'm sorry.
Well, for me, it was just one of those last-minute things. It's like, well, I know my mom always does something on 4th. Like, typically, my family would do, like, volleyball plus shoot a bunch of firecrackers, but, like, all the kids are growing up. All
right.
Aside from, like, my aunt's two adopted kids, which are both, like, 15 and 21. So, like, they showed up, and they were, you know, my dad's just, like, a big old kid. He had bought a bunch of firecrackers for them. And as soon as it got dark outside, he went out with them and started shooting off bottle rockets he had bought from Missouri and, like, a bunch of fucking black cats that he got, and these little mortars. And then he got the bright idea. They have a metal trash can. He was like, I'm just going to light... He took a bunch of lighter fluid and some wood and tossed it in the bottom of the trash can and just lit it on fire. Because and then just started throwing firecrackers in and mortars in and you're just blowing shit up.
Well, Flaming, we need to step this up a notch. We're going to go ahead
and the black cats, and after a while, and he was like, my dad's a little bit of a redneck. He had a butane torch, and that was his punk for the night. But but he got tired of that, and I just started chucking him in this flaming trash can to let him go off. But the mortar in the trash can was pretty impressive. I mean, that was...
Wow. I have to say, I like your dad even more now, because that sounds like something I would do.
We don't do that up north.
But, I mean, the crazy thing is where they're at, they're still technically, for locals here that know what it is, basically Bixby, but they still have to have, like, their fire department is just making a killing. They have to get these $20 fireworks permits.
Oh,
so you see these stickers on all these houses. Like, of course, it's a southern city.
Right.
And it is basically rural Tulsa. And none of these folks don't shoot fireworks. So you got to think, with this, the population of that whole place probably being about 70,000, I mean...
$20 a pop?
Well, I mean... They probably made a killing. Yeah. They made $1 million on freaking...
Well, if that happened in Tulsa, you wouldn't see the, you know, you wouldn't see the guys out there with the boot collections, that's for sure.
Right.
But, I mean, Sidney, your ordinance is supposed to keep that shit in the, you know, under control within certain hours.
All over my street... all over here, there are kids popping fireworks. I got back here at like 10:30.
Well, you can buy firework permits in Broken Arrow, too. So, like, Broken Arrow and Bixby allow you to get permits.
So maybe that's what was happening, and that's why I saw so many going on. Well, I mean, right on the corner over here was a big old fireworks stand. So.
But, I mean, people still set shit off over in our neighborhood, and we're, like, in old Tulsa.
Yeah.
Where there are no permits, and that shit's technically not allowed.
I just think they don't give a shit unless something happens.
I mean, I saw people in the two parking lots up at the park on Turkey Mountain.
Yeah,
setting shit off in those parking lots.
Yeah, and that's not cool.
That's not cool right there because
all that dry grass.
There's a lot of dry wooded area right there.
Yeah, not cool. See, the way I look at it, I haven't bought fireworks in. I want to say, like, 8-9 years. And I look at it like this. Okay, I can celebrate the 4th. I can grill out. I can have fun with people. It's, you know, this, that's fine. And if the cities want to go and put, like, thousands of dollars into these fireworks displays, that's perfectly fine. The thing I don't need is I don't need my own personal stash of explosives. I really just don't need it. And I think of it like this. I'm like, how much money did you spend buying stuff you're going to burn? Can you just put it in my pocket, please?
Well, and you think about, too, like, fireworks are not as cheap as they used to be.
No,
I mean, $20 doesn't get you jack squat.
No, I mean, if you wanted to...
Because I was thinking about it, when about the fireworks stand, saw the price, was like, that's a package of black cats was like $10. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, no, if you wanted to get the, like, the basket of fireworks that you would normally have for, like, a small family, you would be spending, like, $150 on fireworks alone.
Oh,
and that's not counting the small little fucking firecrackers.
Yeah, and I drove by and I was like, nope.
The last time I went back over into Arkansas to buy fireworks enough to set off, like, 30 minutes worth,
I
spent...
So $200-$300?
$600.
Jesus.
But, I mean, I was getting commercial mortars.
Yeah, the freaking mortars about the size of your fist.
The 3-inch mortars. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a story about the fucking mortars. Oh, okay, so the mortars are round, but they've got a little cap on the bottom.
Yeah.
So basically, you put them in a tube, but the cap's got to be down so that it fires up. My uncle doesn't know how to do up from down or something like that. And 15 years ago, this is before I moved to Florida, but I remember him buying one of those 3-inch fucking mortars and putting it in upside down. So essentially what he made was
a
fucking pipe bomb. It was spectacular. It was beautiful, colored dome and fire everywhere. Shortly afterwards, he became a firefighter. Now, he is the fucking chief of the fire department. So,
and you just don't let him touch fireworks.
See, now he learned his damn lesson. He's like, I fucking hate these mortars. And I'm like, that was the funniest shit ever.
Because, you know, when I live down there, my parents still do. I mean, they're... We had many of friends who just had open fields. So when it came to the 4th of July and to New Year's, a couple of us would get together and buy enough shit to put on a fucking show.
Because
there was no restriction on whether or not you could buy 3-inch mortars.
Well, I mean, you know. I grew up in, you know, in northern Michigan, and... I don't know if it was legal or not, but at that time you could still get M60s and M80s.
You still can if you go to Arkansas or Missouri.
Right, but I remember going to a state park. We used to go to a little campground there, and they had these wooden posts that they would, you know, to separate the beach from the fucking area, but...
Yeah.
Some of those posts had rotten cores in them, so we would just pull the cores out of it, put an M80 in there, light that bitch, and run away and watch the fucker explode. Because it's like a freaking eighth of a stick of dynamite or some shit. It's like there's some power in that little thing. The last fireworks that I bought, I'll tell you where I bought them. I bought them from Florida. I bought them in Florida at what I would consider a shady market. it was one of those bought from Walmart canopy things with a fucking fold out table and a bunch of fireworks that you probably wouldn't be able to buy anywhere because they were sold in Ziploc bags. So the one thing that stood out for me was that they had a roll of Black Cat fireworks. This was like it had like 5,000 firecrackers. It was freaking huge.
Jesus.
It had like a $250 price tag on it. It was all one chain. Somebody bought that, brought it over to the strip mall that was right close to where I lived there. rolled that fucker out, lit it, and ran. By the time it was done, the police were there.
Wow.
It just kept going, huh?
It just kept going.
I will fully admit to making those chains myself.
Yeah, well...
out of the strips.
Yeah, it was an impressive roll of firecrackers. I've never seen anything like it since. And I don't think I ever want to, because... damn. That fucker went for minutes. That was crazy. But no, I bought a plastic little baggie of M80s. Well, I was like, I got M80s. This is fucking amazing. I haven't been able to buy M80s for years. I want to, like, take this to the bar, get drunk, and then fucking light these fuckers off. Well, don't ever buy fireworks from a contraband anything. If it looks shady, it's
because
probably...
because they might blow up in your face.
Well, they were M80s, that's for sure, but they had half-second fuses. It's not one of those things you could set down and light and be able to pack away before it actually explodes. No. I was drunk. I went and, like, I got these fucking firecrackers. Pull that fucker out. Let that bitch fucking... that's going... boom! It fucking blows up right in front of my face. I get my hand away from it just in time to not lose my fingers. Then, I'm like, God damn, that was fast. Let me try that again.
The things you do when you're drunk.
I thought it was just a defective fuse, but no, the second one blew up in just a fucking half a second. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I set the rest of them down, and I lit them off. With a fucking, you know, I used my cigarette and fucking lost 3 cigarettes doing it. I'm glad I only bought 8 of them fuckers. Oh, that was powerful. I mean, when you take a firecracker out and you throw it and it fucking flashes blue.
We used to take groups of 5 M80s together. Set 50-gallon drums on top of them.
Yeah.
Light them bitches. Watch that drum shoot 20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, they don't make M80s anymore, really.
No, they don't make M80s anymore. No. What's the fucking, like, there's... it's the same stuff they use on Top Shot. The kinetic explosive.
Oh, the impact explosive.
Yeah, well... they don't do that. They don't do firecrackers up north. I've recently watched a YouTube video of one of my northern brethren deciding to get rid of a car. So they packed the entire fucking car with that contact explosive, went about 300 or 400 yards away, took out their hunting rifle, shot that bitch, and it fucking exploded everywhere. That is how the northerners do fucking fireworks. They don't buy sparklers. No, they buy fucking, you know, hundreds of pounds of explosives and go to town.
They buy $1,000 worth of impact explosive, right, load it into a car and go click.
Well, you know.
Boom!
That's just how they do that shit. I'm still at the point now where, you know, I heard all those bombs go off, you know, last night. And I'm like, okay. That was $40. That one was $60. I'm just fucking tallying this up in my head here. I could pay off my student loans with what my neighborhood blew up. So, if you're going to burn money, just send it to me. I'll give you my address.
Life and times of a college student.
I look at money a little bit differently.
So...
but it was
being
fun.
Where you are today.
Right?
After shaving each other.
How much do you mourn that paycheck now?
I mean, you mean the paycheck that I had prior to the one that I've got now? I mourn that fucker every goddamn day I'm alive. No, it's a pretty big hit, and anybody that's ever had to make the hard decision to leave a job that pays really well because that fucking job just tore at your soul... $19 an hour down to fucking minimum wage state pay. So that right there is kind of a big difference between pay, you know, it's a pay cut. It's just a little one. but Yeah, I look at money a little bit differently now. I do.
You're not going to know what to do with yourself when you finish college and have a paycheck.
Oh, you know, every college student has that dream job. My dream job is...
Hopefully you actually do it.
Well, I'm going to put every bit of effort I can into getting my dream job. And bye, guys... My dream job is to be locked in a freaking server closet someplace where nobody comes to, you know, check on me and fix computers remotely. That's my dream job. Or I will settle, if it pays a little bit more, and it probably does, I will refrigerate myself in a server room for you.
Why would you do that?
I will work in a server farm, and server farms are generally kept at about 60, 65 degrees.
Right.
So, I mean, you stay in the cool lane, and when you get too chilled to actually be comfortable, you go into the warm lane, which is the exhaust for all the servers. I know how to work this shit already. I haven't even worked there yet. Man, give me a job, guys. I'm ready. I'm ready to make some money.
You're ready to just be excluded from
people. Well, I mean, being on this, you know, being on the diet here, it's a little more expensive than I would like to admit, but...
It has results.
It does have results. I don't think I actually talked about the diet since I started it.
No.
So, I took Justin as a proof of concept, actually. You are the proof of concept. It works. I mean, you are a much different person than you were a year ago. And I am...
I cheat on it, too.
And I'm fucking happy that you are, like, you know, you are very successful at that. And I'm like, okay, well, if it works for you, bearded fuck, I will definitely try it for my fat fuck. So I will go ahead and do this too. So I am on what is considered a ketogenic diet, which is a little bit different than what Justin's on, but it's a little more extreme. Because I don't allow myself nearly as many carbs as he does, and my cheat days are 2 weeks in between instead of each week. So I have lost, what was it, 16 pounds since I started, and that was 3 weeks ago.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. I mean, it's got a little bit of a side effect to it. I won't get into that side effect right now, but it's...
No, because if you did, Justin would throw up.
Yeah, he doesn't like poop.
I'm just saying, that's where you lose it all. You poop it all out.
Well, I mean, if that's... every single time it happens to me, I go to the bathroom, and it's just a... I'm like, okay, so this is how I lose the weight? Man, this is really shitty. Pun intended.
No, what was bad was we get into round two of Elders, and you go...
Oh, I'm like, I think I gotta go.
I think I gotta go, guys.
I think I gotta
this
go.
This is gonna be bad.
I'm just gonna...
Well, you notice the same thing's happened to me. It's like, guys, I gotta go to the bathroom right now.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit in just such a way that it pinches it off until the pressure builds to a point where I can't get my drawers down before shitting myself. it's okay. I like this. It's a lot of meat, but, I mean, if you ever look up a ketogenic diet online, it is the recommended amount of calories for your body weight. The way that they've calculated out is that it's about 60% fat, and it's like 35% protein and 5% or less of carbs. That's what your daily intake is supposed to be. So 60% fat, people, that is like a lot of fucking calories that is in fat. But in ketogenics, you are burning fat for fuel. So that's really, really cool. I've got plenty of that to go around. So hopefully it starts to burn a little bit of the man boobs. I would like to get rid of these. But, aww. Well, I mean, yeah. There's no use for man boobs. I could definitely do without that.
No more A cup?
I mean, like, never mind.
No, never mind what? I'm talking about my man boobs here. Well, how fucking bad can it get? Let's go. Let's go.
Anything I say at this point is, I think, beyond awful for even this show.
Oh, my God. Have we hit a limit?
I hit a limit.
Fucking, let me look. Let me look. What episode is this?
228.
How many fucking weeks have we gone without hitting the limit and he just found it? Oh, damn, sir. Damn. Sir, it's got to be really bad, and if it's and now my expectation's pretty fucking high.
Point of order, you got to toss that shit out now. You know Trent would.
Okay,
so
I thought about it, and after I thought about it, I decided I didn't really want to say it.
Uh-huh.
And I was just thinking, I was like, well, I mean, there's got to be a single guy out there somewhere who's trying to wean his kid.
Oh, damn. That is by no means something that you should exclude from the show.
But it's really fucked up, isn't it?
That is amazing. Now I've got this mental image of like and it's like,
or maybe there's a, I mean, there's plenty of men out there that do want to be women and they just wanted to like see what it would be like to be a mother. Problem is our nipples are different. We don't have.
Are you lactating?
We don't have normal nipples. Our nipples are
pizza nipples.
Yeah, they're not the same.
We're pepperoni nipples.
Male nipples don't have more bumps.
They have more bumps.
If a female nipple like, has a lot of bumps, then I start to wonder about the origin of the nipple.
That's when he asks, were you folded recently?
Or you just start thinking about, do they put the lotion on the skin?
Oh, all right, guys. I'm covering my man boobs up now. I've got this vision of, like, some little children. Even worse, because I'm a Game of Thrones fan, I've got, like, fucking the 10-year-old kid fucking in my head somehow. God! Stop it. Make it stop.
You think the king was winged on Jamie? I mean, there's already a lot of incest in that family to begin with.
Well, I mean, he might be getting some milk somewhere, but... All right, I'm stopping. That is my limit.
Game of Thrones kind of fucked up anyway.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is pretty fucked up.
Sometimes it's just like, this just feels like trying too hard occasionally.
Let's see. Can there be more incest in the lion family?
And why does there have to be limp penis?
You know,
because if there wasn't,
South Park brought that up, and I thought was funny was just because of the point they're making. Like, you can show boobs, you can show everything, and then you show a dick, it's got to be limp. Not that I'm really wanting to see a big old raging boner, but I'm just saying, it's hypocrisy, you know?
It's hypocrisy. Wow.
All right.
Now, he's jabbing it as much as women would if they didn't show penis.
Well, no, see, this is the thing. Phrasing. Phrasing.
Is that how you win?
See, about, what was it, like... 5-6 months ago, before this season of Game of Thrones came out, there was a big hubbub about like not having frontal nudity for guys on Game of Thrones. Like,
yeah.
You would have, you know, everything for fucking women almost, and nothing for the guys.
Yeah.
So this season they're like, all right, we'll throw some floppy dicks in there, and like the fucking last episode or the second to last episode, no spoilers.
Yeah, don't spoil it because I got two episodes go.
No spoilers, but just to, so you know, the floppy dicks don't stop. So, but you,
really,
seriously, this is the worst time. See my now you've heard my fucking ringtone. Now I can't put my fucking password in. But anyway, No, so you've got, what, 2 episodes left before the end of the season?
Yeah.
It gets good.
I would say the last 2 episodes up, 2 episodes ago, I was 4 episodes from the end. So the last 2 episodes that I've watched have actually been good, because the first half of the season I was bored to fucking tears, aside for, like, key little moments.
Right.
I was like, are we going to continue to, like, swap around 5 stories all the fucking time? Because I know that they do this.
Right.
But it was just bite-sized chunks. So 20 minutes every, or 10 minutes paid attention to a character for, like, 7 episodes.
They've done better this season with, you know, dedicating a whole episode to one area.
Well, and I started to a little bit as the further I got into the season, but at the beginning of it, I was just like, oh my god, I am bored to fucking tears.
Oh, I always like watching Game of Thrones, and I will tell you, Game of Thrones is one of those things that just, every year it comes up, I will watch the shit out of that, and I can't not watch that show because everybody that I work with watches it, and if I don't watch it the day of or day after, I will get spoiled.
So I had this IT meeting, and you guys know Z.
Mm-hmm.
He sits in that IT meeting. We report issues at work and things like that. And at the end of the IT meeting, they always want to talk Game of Thrones for like 5 minutes. It's like, ah, shit, I got to go again.
Yeah, bye. Can't talk about Game of Thrones. I
just get kicked out of the conference room for the last 5 minutes of every IT meeting.
Well.
Because I refuse to watch stuff live. I like to watch it in chunks.
Well, I have HBO Go.
I like to watch stuff like 2 or 3 episodes at a time.
Right. Well, I watched it on HBO Go, so it was basically up right after it aired live. I was able to watch it, you know. I get to watch it at like midnight when everybody else got to watch it at like prime time or whatever, but if I didn't watch it in the middle of the fucking night, the next day my boss would fucking spoil something. He would say something that would fucking spoil the episode for me. So that I felt like I needed to watch it, otherwise I would just fucking get spoiled to crap. So it was, I enjoy the fuck out of it though. I mean, that there's a couple other shows that I just fucking, I will chew through them on once they pop up on Netflix. Like I like what they did with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They put the entire season up right after the season was done.
Thank you, ABC.
Right. Daredevil was fucking amazing.
Daredevil's the best thing I watched on Netflix that wasn't a movie.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There was, you know, there's a few others, but, I mean, those are the ones and that stand out for me.
The fact that they're adding The Punisher next season. I can't wait to see what they do with that.
Punisher. It would be it'd be nice to actually see what Murdoch does more with the suit, because he only had the suit
for the last episode.
Yeah. So
spoiler alert.
Yeah, you knew he was going to eventually get.
If you haven't binged that shit by now, you deserve a spoiler.
Well, you knew he was going to get the suit. They showed the fucking suit on the, you know,
on the intro.
In the intro, yeah. So I mean, you're going to see it. He gets the suit, guys.
Yes, he does.
So, fuck, what have we been doing? I know, Justin, I know you've been doing something a little bit different than what we've been doing. What games have you been playing?
I thought we were... Were you talking games now?
Are we talking games now? Fuck, I don't know. Are we going to throw games out there?
I think it's time we make that transition.
Think so? Okay.
Fuck, I don't know. What do you want to do? You got more butts to talk about? Do you like butts?
I like big butts.
Do you? Come on now.
It reminds me, actually. So I was teasing Holly the other day.
That's ways out.
And, you know, Steam sale happened a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yes, it did.
And
I did not buy a damn thing, thank God.
I bought one thing, but I haven't played much of it. But I had Skull of the First Sin on my wish list, and I guess Holly was buying a bunch of Dad's Father's Day gifts through Steam. And then she bought me one and said, Happy Father's Day, and I was like, when did we have a kid?
What the fuck? Hello, Daddy!
I was
what
like,
the fuck?
I was like, so, what? I don't remember the exact phrasing, but I said something along the lines of, when did I get you pregnant?
Oh, butts. Dude.
And then it just got into this whole thing where we were talking about the name of the kid and all this other stuff. And then somehow Sir Mix-a-Lox came up.
Because that's the way that that generally that's just goes?
How we usually our conversations evolve. But I essentially said, well, you have no ass, so... It must not be our kid, but thanks for the Father's Day present.
Damn. She doesn't really have an ass. Well, she...
Small.
Do I really want to talk about this? I know you're listening.
I said
perfectly shaped. There you go.
I know how it came up. I said, what's the baby's name? She says, Mix-a-Lot. He likes big bucks and he cannot lie. I said, well, I didn't get your butt from you. You got a small ass.
Wow.
Polly, it's fine. Don't listen to this bullshit.
She's used to it.
Of course she is. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I got Scholar the First Sent from her, which is really fucking cool of her. I think it was on sale for like $20 or something like that. I played a little bit of it just to see. It does look better. It is different enough with enemy placement and stuff like that. I'm going as a priest this time, which ought to be really interesting.
Sweet.
That ought to make that really fucking hard until I get some really cool holy spells. But video games. We talk about that on this show. It is the Tiltcast, and we just like to talk video games. But half sometimes the time, we like to talk about wrestling.
Butts.
Or floppy dicks.
Or fucking bald heads.
Or bald heads, or shaving each other.
Or milking man tits.
No, that was weaning your kid using man tits.
Cigarette teeth probably hurts, right?
Hey. Just wrong.
You know, once I figure out there's no more milk...
I'm just fucking, like, sitting there going, Robin Aaron, fucking chewing on my nips. Terrible. Why does this happen to me? Palate cleanser. Well,
it can't be really any worse than when, like, a girl decides she wants to bite your nip, and then she bites a little weight, a little too hard, and it bruises.
Palate cleansing. We're going to go with... Redheads.
What redheads specifically?
Boom. Image search redheads. That's probably the easiest one I could find. Oh, look, some side boob. There we go.
Does that help?
Yeah, it's helping.
It's helping.
Yes. Wet shirt contest. Yes. I'm so glad that when I typed in redheads, it came up with women. That could have gone both ways, I guess. All right, that's...
So you had to look at a wet t-shirt contest. And... Now, that can backfire, too, because, like...
Stop it!
Like those ginormous nipples. They're, like, as big as your face.
God.
Like, if it's as big as your fist, that would be fist...
I'm looking at my fist right now. It's pretty big. Oh, damn.
Especially if they're not well endowed. Like, it just looks like they're, like, leprosy.
They've got this giant fucking, like, ham steak.
Fist-size areola on an A cup.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Why are you fucking up
Some people just are not blessed. Sometimes it is appropriate to have a boob job.
Some of these redheads are just perfectly fine the way that they are. I love every single one of you. Just, yes. Except for the baby. Go away, baby.
Why are you looking at wet t-shirt contest and baby?
No, it's not wet t-shirt contest. I just typed in redheads because if I put in red t-shirt contest, that would be in my search history. And my search history is...
Your search history is
a holy place. A holy place with dark little pits.
I'm gonna fuck up your search history.
Stop it.
Get away.
Get away from my phone.
I'm gonna fuck it up.
Oh, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna fuck up?
I have an idea for a search term.
I know. What do you got?
Just hold on.
The suspense is killing me.
Shit, this is gonna be in my search history.
You, want that? You didn't think about that shit, did you? Oh.
New incognito tab.
Ah. Google, you're going to get a really weird fucking, like, look at my life. If you just look at my search terms, some of it's kind of weird.
Probably shouldn't play videos.
Half of those search terms play videos come from this show.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean...
damn it, it didn't come up with anything funny.
So it didn't come up with anything funny, well, that's good.
Well, maybe this is funny.
I mean, I went from...
Burn your eyes!
So
Guy Fieri said on a wet t-shirt, or on a chick getting water poured on her shirt.
A fairly well-endowed chick getting water poured on her shirt. And Guy Fieri's head. Hey. There's your diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Nobody wants to give that one a triple D. What about that? What the fuck?
It must be Bob with a wig from Fight Club. What the fuck? He is well endowed.
Damn.
Nice 5 o'clock shadow you got there. Nice tits, too.
Red head. Oh, this one's going to be really bad. I didn't get t-shirt in. I just put redhead wet, and that was real bad.
Why would that be bad?
Because the first thing that came up was Pornhub. Well.
That's one way to get a virus.
The images aren't that bad, though.
Is that too bad?
Why are you trying to fuck up my palate cleanser? I've been trying for the phrasing. Past 5 minutes.
No, it's trying to. Tranny. Trying to fuck up your browser history.
That's terrible. What the fuck are you doing to me?
So that's what happens when you look up Tranny Wet T-Shirt Contest.
That's what you just...
I your started typing, I was like, nope, not in my search history.
Well then.
So, did you play anything else different from what we played all week, or...
Batman.
Yeah. What? Batman. Yeah, so... Batman. Did you get to work?
I didn't play it on that.
Oh.
So, it might be fixed now. But, I was playing Batman for our tilt look on PC, just because it's easier to record. And for those of you who watch the video, you'll notice at the very end of the video, it does die, and it's just us talking, and we knew that. But we almost lost the video. It took us like 3 or 4 tries. Like 3 tries of getting 30 plus minutes in and with everything ready to go and mixed, and it just fucking dying at the end because there was a memory.
Or the game not load at all, because unfortunately there was a memory leak. I don't know if they fixed that yet.
I'm looking it up actually just to see.
So our mystery guest that may be coming on the show at some point says, shouldn't it be a Tranny Wet Drawers contest?
Damn it.
I'm not going to look that way.
But they might. They might indeed. Oh, and that will be on their search history for sure. Ugh. Damn it.
Now the mystery guest will do fine on the show.
Yes.
Yes. They will.
Very, very, very.
They will.
Okay, so I'm not seeing a whole lot on the Batman Arkham Knight fixes. Wow.
Yeah, and is it for sale on Steam yet?
It says, "Will release again in the coming weeks," in quotation marks.
If it says weeks, that means it's really fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's... it says if you missed out on Batman Arkham Knight on PC, you might be able to buy it in a few weeks' time. Although it might be safer to wait until all update patches are released that fixes the game entirely.
Is that the official note?
That is.
Or is that just somebody?
That was a press from a press release from Warner Brothers.
Oh wow.
So the last sentence of the press release says the PC version of the game will be available in the coming weeks. So, damn. It was broken. It was fun, but it was broken.
So I ended up buying it on Xbox One. Mm-hmm. I just got one of those wild hairs on a Monday night, and because I currently work Monday nights and get out of there, get home about 9:30 at night. I was driving around, and I got home. I'd made dinner. I'd already eaten dinner. I was like, what do I want to play? I was like, I kind of had some fun playing Batman. I'm going to go get it. So, or maybe it was Saturday night, I think.
Yeah.
Or Friday night. I don't know. So anyways, at about 11:30, I decided that I really needed to have steak, bacon, and Batman.
Steak, bacon, and Batman. Sounds like a winning SBB. Combo to me.
So,
steak, bacon, and Batman.
I went up there and I was looking for it, and I only had one copy left, and it was like one of those things where somebody had gotten it out of the case and then stuck it behind something, and I just was happened to look back there and kind of saw the edge of something.
Oh, somebody was trying to fucking hold on to it?
Yeah, so it was probably an employee or something. Yeah. I probably bought their copy.
Hey, I used to work retail, too. I did that shit plenty of times when the PlayStation 2 came out.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But I saw that it was back there, and I was told the sale. I had to go, like, you know, it was 11:30 at Walmart, and they're all cleaning and doing shit. So I had to walk all over the place with bacon and steak, looking for somebody to go unlock a video game for me so that I could buy it.
Will someone please open this
up? I was just like, I really want to buy a video game. And, you know, they look at this 30-year-old man, they're like, what the fuck is this guy on? You know, I got bacon, steak, and I need a video game. And it was like, it's for my kid.
Are you serious? Did you say that?
Yes.
You said that?
I did because I wanted to get results.
Oh, my God. You know what? You know what? Justin, I love you, man, but damn. Never fucking say it's for your kid.
Why not?
Why not? Oh.
I was hoping to get faster results because this old man just gave me a stupid look. I didn't want to go into history.
Be a proud gamer, dude. This shit's for me. I enjoy the fuck out of Batman. Please give me the goddamn game, old man.
I was trying to get results.
You were trying to get results. You know what I would fucking say? I'd be like, fucking sit there, tap your foot, and fucking say, hurry the fuck up. That's what I'm paying you for.
Damn.
Look, I've worked retail. I've had to be on the receiving end of that shit. I don't have any fucking, you know, people need to do their goddamn job.
I'm the complete opposite. Because I've worked in retail and because I've been in customer service so long, I can't go into a store and do those things or call a company and do those things. My wife, on the other hand.
Well, I mean, you and I both do this to her. You're like, we're pissed. You should probably call them. No, I may sound like an asshole to fucking retailers, but I'm honestly, I'm not. When I go into a place, if they're not doing their job, I will fucking seek somebody out to make sure that they're doing their fucking job. All I want is service. So, it's not like I'm an asshole to him. I'm just going to be like, dude, I would like to get this so they can get the fuck out of your hair, please. So,
well, I know from going to small town Walmart in the middle of the night, the service is really fucking slow.
Well.
So maybe I won't do that very often, but.
Why are you buying games at Walmart?
Well, it's because it was the only place at night. 11:30 at night, the only place it was open.
And you can't buy it online because, fuck.
Yeah, because it's all fucked on Steam.
Right, so, okay.
So, but I played that.
I'll give you a pass this time.
I'm in a weird state with that game.
Yeah?
So, first Batman game, counter, punch, counter, punch, counter, punch.
Right,
occasionally, like, jump over something.
That was
Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum. Okay.
Like the combat.
That was the only one I actually finished.
Really good game.
Yeah.
Okay. Second Batman, they mix it up a little bit. This game, man, the combos are just... I feel like I need training. And it might just be that I suck at Batman games. But
I will get
into an area and you can counter like two of them. And the rest of them, you have to do some kind of gadget, disarm, bullshit, or dodge.
It pops up on the screen.
No, but it's like dodge, or it is guy with shield, and I have to get around the shield. But then as soon as I get around the shield to punch the guy, I'm going to get hit by somebody else. And then something I can't counter, so I'm going to get mid-attack, and then I'm going to dodge again. And so the combat
is really slow sometimes. And that seems weird for being Batman, but because you're doing so much defensive combat, like, there's not very much X action. It's all Y or dodge or XA or BA or... And it got to a point where my thumbs got sore. And
I'm pressing the same button over and over again. I haven't done this before at all.
I think the story is fairly well told.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the dissenter on this. I'm not as big a fan as I thought it was, and maybe when I go back into it, I will be. But it's not making my top 10 so far.
Wow. Okay.
Some people really like it. I think some of the Batmobile stuff is cool. Mm-hmm. I think some of it's a little bit overdone.
I'm sure
it's Bat Tank.
When I saw the Batmobile for the first time, which, if you watch the video, that wasn't the first time. That was the
Rusty
second time.
Squeed.
I squeed. It was amazing.
And Rusty squeed.
Dude, I really wish you guys would have been able to see the first take, because it was genuine and fucking real. It was still genuine the second time, but I don't think it was quite as genuine as the first time.
You were really happy about the Batmobile.
I think the Batmobile is fucking amazing in that
you,
game.
You were like...
Look, I'm not a big fan of...
You were like that kid that watched a plane fly overhead the first time.
Look at that shit. It was amazing. No, I'm going to say that I'm not a big fan of the Batman games, but I like what they do with them. And they do throw a lot of story out there, and I really enjoyed the fuck out of Scarecrow. And what are you guys fucking passing notes for? What the shit?
I'm passing notes with our mystery guest.
Oh, okay. I'm left out. Fuck. All right, so...
It's okay. It's all about you. You don't want to know.
Oh, okay, thanks. Fuck you. but yeah, no, it's... I'd have been more impressed with it if it actually worked.
Well, I mean, so like there's this thing where... So some of the Riddler stuff, you have to... There's this one particular puzzle that's just driving me... batshit insane.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And
look at that.
What it is you gun it, you hit your accelerate, your Y to accelerate, you know, and hit your afterburners, and then you have to double tap A to shoot out like a catapult and hit your bat head on a switch. And because I hadn't got it all upgraded, like, I have failed at this miserably like 15 times, and it is just driving me nuts, because it's, you hit the switch and I don't know what else you do, but it's some of the puzzles like that, it feels like every fucking puzzle involves goddamn Batmobile with the Riddler stuff. And I'm just getting sick of that. And
okay.
And I'm getting a little sick of the combat. And I'm getting a little bit... It's just because there's so much to do that I feel overwhelmed sometimes in combat. It's not like combos, like Street Fighter combos, but it's like...
No, they just throw more and more fucking fools at you, throwing chairs and shit at you.
Like, I can deal with the chairs. What I can't deal with is, like, the guys you can't counter whatsoever because they have the shock batons or cattle prods. And so anytime you hit them head-on, you get shocked. Well, they throw three of those guys in the mix, and you're fighting, and then you just... It breaks your combo. And
not if you do it right.
Well, I'll loan it to you and let you prove your Batman-ness. But
I'll get that shit done in a week.
Yeah, but you're talking to the guy who sat there and did all of the fight challenges without having to break combo.
Look, this guy for sure plays the fuck out of Batman games to the point where I wouldn't be able to fucking continue. And he's like, "Man, I gotta do this challenge where I have to kill 100, or I have to knock out 100 people without being hit, and I gotta have a 50-hit combo at least once in that mix somewhere."
But I mean, there are some cool things. I mean, like, I think some of my other problems is they have side missions, and especially after playing The Witcher and having so many unique missions.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the side missions. There's, say, five fighters. There are some penguin side quests that have to do with weapons caches. There are some bank heists that have to do with Two-Face. I hope I'm not... So this isn't spoiling it too much, is it?
No.
And there's a serial killer and something else. So, but all those mission types are exactly the same. Like, I haven't seen
just
any breakout
locations.
In this, different locations with different ways to solve it. But it almost feels like just challenges. It doesn't feel like any story... I mean, I guess there is some story to it. But there's not any variance in the gameplay with each one of those. You know exactly what to expect. I know that on the Black Market Weapons ones, I'm always going to fight with Nightwing.
I know that there's a challenge mode for, I'm not going to say who it is, but there's a guy that's trying to, another character that's kind of introduced himself, another hero. He's trying to impress Batman, and all of his stuff is has to do with not breaking combo or getting hit whatsoever. The other stuff with one of them has to do with scanning a location and looking for identifying marks to figure out who the person is. The Riddler challenges have some variants. The bank heists are usually the same. It's about two minutes of alarm where you can go willy-nilly and not worry about getting hurt, so you do the hard knockout punch with everybody, and then you go into Predator mode. I always think that sounds so sleazy.
Predator mode.
Especially after talking about things we've talked about on the show. But you go into, you know, like in a stealth mode, and then you have to take everybody out quietly before they steal all the money. I'm trying to, like these are, you can expect to see this every single time. So it's samey on those parts. Like, I don't feel, the firefighters are always, like, surrounded by a shitload of guys, and you have to take them out so they don't kill the firefighter. So those missions don't lack enough variance to me. Like, whereas I'm not really taking out, I don't know. Like, the main quest is pretty cool. The main story is cool. The other stuff just feels like B-team, I guess, to me. Whereas Arkham Asylum was such a near-perfect game. Like, the combat was tuned really well. You're all kind of in a central location on one night. And it was really well done and really focused as to what they're doing. Whereas Arkham City was kind of all over the place, but it's still pretty fun. This one is actually my least favorite of the three. And some people are saying it's their favorite or their second favorite.
Okay.
Is it a bad game? No. Worth the money? Yeah. Does it meet my expectations? Eh. It's fun sometimes, but I got to a point where I don't want to play it right now, and I don't want to play it to finish it, but I just don't want to play it that much.
Huh.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those
which
things.
Is why I can loan it to you guys and just see what you think, because, you know, opinions are going to vary greatly. Some people are such huge fans of Batman, like Jason, that some of that stuff may not bother you, but what bothered me was just the whole repetitiveness of it. I like it. When I first got it, I was really, really into it, and then the more that I saw these mission structures were kind of the same, I was like, eh.
Well,
I can play this in about 2 hour chunks, and I'm going to go back to, like, doing something else, you know?
Well, I can honestly say,
I'm more
say,
interested in doing bounties right now in Destiny.
I can honestly say that even with Arkham City, I did not complete all of the side missions. Because so many other games popped up, for one. But for two, because there were too many in Arkham City, I think. To be honest. I think they tried too hard to put them in. You know, I'd be interested to see what Arkham Knight looks like.
Well, I just, in general, I was just kind of meh.
But it all, but, I mean, some of that is to be expected, especially with, as perfect as Arkham Asylum was, you take that model and you expand it out, and there's only so much variance you can do within that model.
Well, it's sad, you know, to say that because there is enough variance in it, I may go back to the last Batman game.
Oh, you mean the one that people panned? The previous one?
I played
the Origins?
I finally got past the Deathstroke fight, which was retarded. I don't know, have you played it at all?
No, not the Origins one. I watched Trent play it for a little bit, but that's
it looks really good. It almost looks close to as good as actually this game does on PC anyway.
Yeah, well, he was playing it on PC. Thing is, I just can't bring myself to actually, you know, to play the games. Like, I played through Arkham Asylum, and I moderately enjoyed that.
You know what I think?
But outside of those, you know, I couldn't, you know, when I played, I've borrowed Jason's copy of Arkham City, and I played it for a half an hour before I got bored.
You know what I think would make these games better? What? So, like, it made sense to not have a lot of civilians in an Arkham Asylum.
Right.
You're in the Asylum. Arkham City, it makes a lot of sense. Now that you're actually in Gotham with this game, everything's, I won't say what happens, but everything's in a state of emergency, so there mm-hmm. are no civilians in the city whatsoever. So there's, like, not really anything to do other than to take out bad guys. So, like, there is nobody that's actually
in danger.
If I could just be Batman and be a detective and there could be civilians and I could be Batman in a city that wasn't in a state of peril, you know what I mean?
You mean, like, play Batman on a Tuesday?
Yeah, like, Batman on a Tuesday with, with like, you know, some kind of, like, central story going on, kind of like...
Like you end up playing, like, a Batman situation where...
Like, you go back and I talk to Commissioner Gordon about this case that I'm working on, and then... You know, and then go back to, like, zipping around on the...
Fucking Batman Noir.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Actually, that'd be kind
of
cool.
Like, instead of all this futuristic stuff, like, almost going, like, old school with it. Yeah. Doing almost a noir setting.
Well, I don't necessarily...
Like, it doesn't have to be, like, in black and white, but just, like, the high contrast, the...
Well, what I would like to see is, you know, if if there was a game that I would be interested in, it was a Batman game, I want to play Batman the Detective... Yeah. More than Batman the Combo Maker.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, there could be some badass fights and stuff like that, but there could be a lot of, like, and not with, like, all this crazy, like, I know that Batman has crazy gadgets, but, like, having to actually think about it rather than, like, recreate events with this weird device I have that can, like, predict what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, like, you'll analyze something, and then it, like, here's the potential of what happened, and here's where this door flew off, and then, like, you can rewind it and play it to see what happened. It's this weird minigame thing.
Right, no, I remember
it would be
those.
More interesting to go into something and play it like you did, like L.A. Noir.
Where you kind of, like, try to piece together, like, the puzzle and figure it out.
And then interview somebody, and maybe you have to interview a bad guy or something like that. Or they could add several different variances to that, like interrogate some dude.
Finger quotes interrogate and finger quotes, like, interview. Basically... You are being held up by fucking Batman saying, where is he?
Yeah. And then just kind of based on the reactions. And it's like, you know, with L.A. Noir, you didn't get to... They had the coolest thing about that game, and I know it's... Some people love it, some people hate it, but everybody had tails when they were lying.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody would, like, grab their ear. Or they would, like, their eyelid would twitch, or...
Yes, but they had, like, the craziest soulless eyes they've ever put in a video game. That game still freaks me out to this day. If I load that shit up, get into an interview with somebody, and I watch their fucking eye movements because I'm looking for a tell or something like that, their eyes just look fucking soulless. I don't know what the hell. It's like I'm watching a freaking marionette with fucking moving eyes. It's terrible. That's my opinion of the game. People love it. It's just like,
not everybody loved it, but I because the chase sequences kind of sucked and some of the shooting sucked, but the detective stuff actually thought was really cool, because then you had to, like, piece it together and then figure out what happened, and then sometimes you got the stuff right, sometimes you completely got the whole story wrong. And if you could do something like that with some consequence with Batman, like, maybe I did accuse the wrong guy kind of stuff, but...
Batman's never wrong.
He's gonna be wrong sometimes. You gotta humanize him a little bit. And it doesn't have to... I don't need a catastrophe, like, you know, like...
You don't have to have, like, fucking, you know...
I don't need to take over Gotham City, like, plot. Like, I need something that's sort of normal-ish, like somebody who's raising up, like, a, you know, a crime syndicate or something like that. You know, somebody who is, you know, like the wheels are turning kind of thing with, like, Ra's al Ghul or something like that, you know?
Or, like, the Hush storyline.
There's a couple things. I just feel like it would be
a more grown up Batman game, if that makes sense. Like, incorporate a little bit of the combo stuff. Like, Batman needs to be able to take out bad guys like a badass. But just that bigger arc of the actual story would be cool. Because, well, like, it's decently well written, but after playing, again, holding everything to the standard of The Witcher right now when it comes to games.
Right. Well, at
so
any
much
point,
better written and voice acted and everything.
At any point in any of the Batman games, did he, you know, get out of the suit once he put it on?
Nope.
See, that's the thing.
You never have to be Bruce Wayne.
what I wanted to see is actually, I want to see a little bit more Bruce Wayne. I think that's kind of like not the, you know, not the norm. Most people won't say that.
What they need is they need a Batman RPG.
What they need to do is they need to do, the closest description I can come up with at this point is Batman on a Tuesday. You know, you are Bruce Wayne, but you know, you at a part. You're at a party, you look outside the window, you see the bat symbol, you have to find a way to extract yourself from the party, get to...
Or it could be like one of those Die Hard moments, like, you know, where, like, John McClane at the party and then he has to kind of sneak away.
Right.
So it could be like one of those kind of moments where you are Bruce Wayne. And which movie was it that he had one of those things happen? Was it one of the... Was it like the first one that that happened?
I can't remember.
Or is it the second one with the penguin where... He's in
the first one.
And where basically it was it Joker's thugs that infiltrate the house and then he has to find a way to get an excuse to get away.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to replay that moment, but just like something those situations like where
well shit, it even happened in The Dark Knight.
True.
Fucking with the Christmas party and everything, and here comes Heath Ledger's Joker and
exactly. I mean, like situations where Batman is Bruce Wayne, or he's in that persona, and he has to be able to extract himself and keep his cover, while go and do the
It doesn't have to be a totally linear game. It doesn't have to be something built on like by Bethesda, but it just like a more RPG Batman, a more RP Batman, where you're actually having to role play a little bit instead of just beat up dudes. Which
it's cool. Old.
I think those games are great for, you know, beat 'em ups. But I feel like because there's such a rich history of comics written for that by so many different people, they could find somebody who's, you know, easily like the most revered Batman writer. I'm not a huge comic guy.
Yeah.
But there's got to be somebody out there where they could say, if we were going to do a really good Batman story, would you write this for a game?
You could throw more. More of the villains that you know that he has had to deal with out there, have them have little situations instead of being one big game with one big event. Be a big game with a bunch of small events that happen.
You know, it could almost be like Batman meets Skyrim. What I mean by that, or something to the effect of, you remember how you played? Now there's some bad things about Dragon Age 2, but there's some amazing things about Dragon Age 2.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing is the several years that pass in that game.
Exactly.
You could have several years that pass in the life of Batman from being young Batman to Batman being old Batman and the different high points during that career, basically. Mm-hmm. If you built something like that, I feel like that would be so much more epic in scope and more enjoyable and more engrossing than just Batman the Combo Breaker, you know?
Yeah. Batman the Combo Breaker.
So basically, you want 120-hour Batman.
I don't necessarily want 120-hour Batman. All I really want is I want a good 30 to 40 hours for the Batman, you know, and be able to have an interaction in such a way that, you know, it's not a bunch of villains happening all at the same time, but it's like one villain or two villains that team up to do these things in different situations. A bunch of different smaller stories that will have a larger arc to it, but.
I mean, we're finally to a point where RPGs have gotten to such a high caliber that people that don't normally play RPGs will play them.
Basically, you want to play the 30-minute episodes.
Yeah, I mean
that would be cool too. I mean,
if they did a video game that basically followed Batman the animated series the entire way through. And then added some of the extra stuff, you know, from the comics, you know, in there, and just stayed true to the original OG Batman instead of doing the Arkham Knight series and fucking doing the super futuristic, I've got glowy eyes and got fucking hologram fucking wrists and shit like that. Just do the OG Batman. I'd dig that a little bit.
I wouldn't.
It would bring it back to its core, and I think that would be, you know, it would bring back some of those people who are just completely, you know, not wowed by all the extra shit like you are. You know, just
I'm get not really back. That's my point, is I'm not wowed by that stuff as much.
Right. You just get back to, you know, Batman the detective and Batman the person that fucking, you know, takes you
but know, that's what I'm saying. You RP that a little bit, like when you actually get into Batman.
Yeah.
And actually get into his life and his inner struggles and those kinds of things. If there were dialogue choices and, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like actual story being built.
I mean, it's still possible to do dialogue choices and have all the dialogue, you know, be something Batman would say.
Yeah, but it's just...
So.
Well, of course there is. Kevin Conroy did it for years.
Exactly. So, it's, yeah, I know we just went fucking way out into 18.
No, but that's, I feel like that's important because, I mean, it's just the way that games are now. I think with everything kind of as commercial as they want it to be, which is weird that they made this mature game because usually the Batman game, you know, you're going to get kids that want to play it, that probably not going to hold anybody back, but...
It's not, yeah, it doesn't hold back kids anymore, unfortunately.
But I'm just saying, like, it was a mature game, but I felt like the audience, like, if you take away a few of the murder stuff, a few of the murder scenes in this game and things like that,
mm-hmm.
like, this is a total tonkified Batman. I mean, it just, like...
It's not quite as bad as Lego Batman, what
I'm getting at is, like, you know, like, when we were kids, we had, like, BB guns that looked like real guns.
Yeah.
And after a while, the BB guns look like fucking stuff that came out of Borderlands.
Right.
Like, that's kind of what I feel like, or, you know, even squirt guns, like, you know, they look like fucking Borderlands guns now.
Right.
They're all bright and shiny, and not that this is all bright and shiny, but it's just, it feels like everything's, like, super chunky and super armored and super, yeah, super
armored, super tech, super everything, you know.
Whereas I would be very cool with... Like, super noir, dark Batman with the tall-ass ears and the huge-ass cape that goes on for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Hiding in the dark and taking out people one by one.
Freaking being able to actually use the shadows as stealth and a lot of those things. You know, being able to do a lot.
Almost like Splinter Cell, but without the tech, you know. And right. Batman's going to have tech because he has tech.
Right.
But if the emphasis wasn't as much on the tech but and Batman skill. But the tech
doesn't have to be so flashy.
So what you're saying is go with a Batman... With less of a quote unquote special effects budget,
less of a Joel Schumacher Batman,
right? So,
like, not everything's neon and in the fucking circus,
right? Where the fuck does he get his Wi-Fi? Anywho,
right? Especially,
So
he hacked a satellite, you know,
exactly because Batman hacks satellites.
By no means, with all my bitching, though, like, by no means is it a bad game.
No.
I think if I was to actually write a review again, which I probably should at some point, I think I'm past due.
I think I
think this, in my head right now, is probably about a 4. I think that's as high as I can probably give it.
Okay.
If I completely finish it and it redeems itself, maybe a 4. If it doesn't, it's going to be about a 3.5.
Okay. I mean... That's, you know, when you come down to, you know, to...
But that's me. That's
the things that you pointed out with those...
It's just,
he might, you know, Jason might actually say,
well, he
that's
may,
a 4.
He may get into the combos and be like, I understand all of this, I'm amazing at it, and I feel like a badass. To me, I felt like I died to the same thugs 30 times, and I about threw my controller.
If you ever get to a point where you want to throw your controller, that takes away from the game.
It does.
You know, you should not feel frustrated when playing a game. You should feel powerful.
It depends, because I think I'm getting to that point because I've been playing Bloodborne, and I'm actually at the exact same point as somebody at one of our other podcasts that associates with us loosely.
Loose.
Mackie was talking on No Quarters the other day,
yeah,
and he was saying that he was stuck on. A certain boss that's I'm trying to remember what the cleric beast, and the cleric beast is like a giant cat lady, dog lady or whatever. Anyways,
cleric beast dog lady, got it.
It looks like a giant poodle of sorts. It's weird, but basically, I can get straight to this character, and I have so much. I don't know, is it Bloodstain or whatever. Basically, my experience is all sitting right next to her, so I have to continue to do this, and I've racked up so much. Like, I could probably level up 15 times, because I've went against her about 15 times. But my experience is sitting right next to her, and I still haven't been able to beat her, and I feel like I'm wasting experience if I walk away from it. So I just keep failing at it. And I'm kind of done with it for a minute, until I want to get back into it.
Oh, sorry, guys. Mute.
But I'm stuck at this fight, and he was mentioning the same thing on No Quarters. He's like, yeah, I've been going against this boss over and over and over and over again, and I got so much you know, I guess it's blood or whatever it is, experience just sitting right next to her, that if I walk away, I'm walking away from 10 levels. So,
oh, shit. That does not look like any... does not look like a fucking poodle at all.
What would
it... Is that, refresh my memory.
Is that the one?
Oh, no, it's not that one.
Okay, because that does not look like a poodle.
That's the cleric beast, the first boss. This is not the first boss.
Okay, so...
I don't remember what it's called.
Okay, all right, so...
Just type in Bloodborne Poodle Boss.
Bloodborne Poodle Boss.
See if that even gets you results.
Is it, like, a long hair something or other?
Yeah. That's it. Vicromilia.
Okay.
The giant poodle, they do call it that. I feel good now. You'll see what I mean.
What the... That... Are you serious? That's what you consider a poodle?
It's the snout. She transforms into that from a chick.
Oh, you know, because that makes total sense.
Yeah. Like, there's really cool effects on the fucking fur.
Oh,
but look at the ears. I mean, doesn't that kind of look like a big poodle to you? With
okay.
Like a big evil poodle.
A very big evil demonic poodle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, not very scary, but, you know.
No, I mean, that's
just a, kind probably... of a pain in the ass if you're not fast enough, and I haven't been fast enough.
That's somebody's fucking nightmare, I'm pretty sure of it. It's got antlers! Yeah, how the hell does it have antlers?
How the hell does a lot of this thing stuff end up the way it is?
Well, I mean, you're talking about, like... You know, you're talking about Bloodborne. There's nothing about that game that's normal, so...
No, and it's... This fight is actually fairly forgiving. It's just... I've gotten so close so many times, it's just at the very end of the fight, I always fuck it up. Because you gotta be damn near...
Well, I mean,
you gotta be pretty perfect at it, and that's the thing, that it's just kind of difficult sometimes. If you don't get that dodge just right, it just... You get fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
And I'm getting sick of getting wrecked. But I do want to play it at some point, but I got, you know... It's just that whole thing. I mean, we've been playing a shitload of Destiny. I guess I'll transition to that so we can talk about it. But, you know, Destiny's been kind of our, like, go-to since they released Prison of Elders, and we've gotten a lot better at it. In fact, today we did the second hardest one.
Yep,
we did the 34. Level 34.
Level 34 with the Gatelord boss at the end, Koron or something like that. It sounded like Voltron when they freaking announced it.
Yeah, I
was
thinking Voltron too.
But yeah, we did the level 34 Prison of Elders. We could probably do the level 35. I'm sure of it. It might take a little bit to actually get through
it. Is that what we're doing after the podcast?
I would love to do it, actually. If you guys are down for it, I'm perfectly, perfectly able to do that shit tonight.
To kind of explain this real quick, so Prison of Elders, if you haven't been playing Destiny, you don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Right.
And you may not even give a shit. But I will tell you, here's the thing, that Destiny's been like the worst, best game in a long time, if that makes sense. Because it is grindy as fuck. It is fun to jump in there with friends, but it is way, to me, is more fun than playing Call of Duty.
Yes.
And what's been really kind of, like, it was starting to get pretty stale for a while, so we all took a break.
Mm-hmm.
Two of us played Witcher and one of us didn't. And now one of us is playing Witcher and two of us aren't. But
there was other games that happened during that time, too.
And, you know, so now we kind of jump back into it. They released Prison of Elders. And what it is, it's a big arena. It is not just Horde mode. What it is, it's Horde mode plus objectives and bosses. And it's very WoW-styled. And what I mean by that is the perfect part about this is getting a raid in that game is fucking ridiculous, because we got to go to, like, looking for raid, whatever, because we don't have six friends online at a time that want to play Destiny.
Yeah.
And that's a pain in the ass. So what we do is we occasionally raid, but lately we've been playing a lot of Prison of Elders because it's three-player. And with it being three-player, we can jump into this thing that functions a lot like a raid, and it's not anything we've done before. Every week it changes.
Yes.
So,
it's awesome.
So, like, last week was... We were playing one. It was the what boss was that had to lit the floor on fire?
Oh, there was it was a knight. It was a hive knight. So
every week they create these random bosses for each of the different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the level 28, which is random every time, but like every time you go into it. It's not the same, right?
No, the level 28 doesn't have the extra procs, you know, the stuff that you have to deal with. For instance, level 32, the last boss of the level 32 for this week, because I think we did that, was the Hive Knight, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was the Hive Knight.
It was the Hive Knight, and every so often it'll... a little announcement will pop up, and it doesn't broadcast it like it does in WoW.
It just looks on the bottom left hand of the side.
Bottom left hand, you know, corner of the screen, it'll say he's preparing to do something fucking foul or some shit, and then all of a sudden he lights the ground on fire, and you have to basically
fly, bounce. And it does
the ground is lava. It was amazing. I was like, oh my god, the ground is lava, and fucking keep jumping to, you know.
Well, and it was also doing this thing where it's double damaged by fire damage.
Exactly, it was fucking fire burn.
So if you stood there for even half of those 5 seconds, you would die. So you had enough time where if you weren't getting shot, you could fly. Fall down for a second, then jump right back up and fly, and you would still have about half your life. Mm-hmm. If you weren't paying attention, though, or you were getting shot, you were fucked.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting concept that they would do that every so often, and they'd throw in that fire burn. We did one today.
That one, the one we did today was fun. I liked it.
We did two bosses, too, didn't we?
There was three bosses. Two of them didn't have procs, but the last one did.
Yeah, and so to kind of explain it a little bit, like, they usually have these. They have three objective types normally in the game. If there's not a boss included during the waves, and it's three waves times five. So mm-hmm. every time you come in, it's three waves, unless it's a boss, and then it is just one wave.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing one of the three wave things, two of those times or three of those times may be kill a special target which has a shitload of health.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be kill these mines that pop up, or it'll be this thing where you go stand underneath these mines and they blow up.
Yeah,
those in themselves are kind of repetitive, but they make it challenging because they'll have all sorts of different modifiers to the level, like small arms fire does more damage, or there'll be a burn, or you can't jump in the air, or you're more vulnerable in your air, or, you know.
Yeah, you do more damage in the air, you can melee, light switch really sucks, where their melee does more damage, trickle, where you can't use your grenades once.
And our favorite, small arms.
Small arms is pretty good with Thorn.
Primary does more damage. Rock your hand cannon.
But we did, so we were doing that, though, and then we did this last one. We did, like, three bosses. And this was getting to that boss was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because right before it, there was you can fight any of the current enemy types in the game. So there's you've got the Cabal, the Fallen, the Vex, and the Hive. So you've got, those four enemy types. And the, we were fighting the Vex, and there was... What was the modifier for it? I can't remember what the mod... I think it was small arms.
It was small arms.
Yeah, so we had small arms, but the two... there was two waves where you had to kill a target. Well, what happens is that target is a Minotaur, which is a big, burly fucking robot with a ton of health and shields, and he spawns with about eight of his buddies and then about eight more fucking snipers that are all elite and about 30 more freaking, you know, of the smaller enemies all spawn at the same time, and you have to kill that one target through this field of fuck. And
yeah.
And that field of fuck was goddamn enormous because
it was
deep.
Stuff that didn't die fast.
Yeah, it was deep. Yeah. It was just fucking... it was terrible.
Well, I mean, they were spawning 10 or 12 mixes between regular hobgoblins and the armored ones.
Right.
And then 10 to 12 mixes of the same four fucking minotaurs.
Right, well, I mean, you get into the open where the hobgoblins, the snipers, can get you. Two of those snipers, if they connect with you, you're done. So...
And there's a 30-minute or 30-second respawn time.
30-second respawn time for, you know, for anybody that's not a warlock with a super. but it got to a point where we were hiding from the snipers while trying to kill the Minotaurs, but we had to chase down the Minotaurs so that he didn't get to the spot before us. And, you know, shotguns are really great in this game now, and we were unloading all of the bullets in our shotgun, and the dude wasn't dying. It was just
it was stupid.
Finally, soaking all this damage.
We ended up getting past that to the last stage with the last boss because Rusty finally clipped him good enough with a rocket launcher that it knocked his head off, so he wouldn't go to the goal. He just ended up chasing me while those two are dead.
It was... now I know how to fucking disable them bastards and prevent them from actually getting to their target. Is you pop off their head and you can't, you know, they can't see where they're going, so they won't get to the objective at all.
Yeah,
they get pissed off and start running at you and start shooting their gun really fast. But we were able to get past that finally after like fucking 8-9 tries.
Yeah.
We get to the last boss, and the last boss had one of the neatest little things I've ever seen. It was very WoW-like, because it had somebody doing a job while the other guys were doing other jobs.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to call him Voltron, because that was what it sounded like he was announced
Koron.
As. Koron. Well, Koron does this neat little thing that every minute or so, he will lock everybody into a prison, which is this ball that you have to shoot out of. Well, it has a butt-fuck ton of health,
and it steals your health.
It deals damage to you as you're in it, and the only way you can get out of those prisons is if you have a buff from Koron's eye. There's a little fucking one minion that pops out. Every so often, every 20 seconds or so, you kill him, you get a 30-second buff that is Jailbreaker, and that will allow you to do more damage to those shields.
It's that little prison thing you get in the first boss Vault of Glass.
Yeah. So after three times of all of us just epically failing, on the third time, right before we died, Rusty finally noticed this old bitch.
Because he does not pop up with any other name other than the fact that he is unique in one way. He shines and has the boss's name and the word I next to it. And I'm like, this has got to be something special. Let me kill him and see.
So then it took us, once Rusty figured that out, it took us 4 or 5 tries to actually get a system down to what we were doing and just finally have shit fall our way.
Yeah, it was...
Because it spawns a hellacious mob continuously the more damage you do to the boss.
And we had trickle, which meant we couldn't use grenades or melee. Yeah. And for warlocks, especially sunlocks, grenades and melee...
Rusty and I were running because we needed the resurrection. Yeah.
The grenades and the melee are pretty key for warlocks.
All of our armor bonuses that allow us to recharge our super require grenades or melee.
Well, for me, I mean, running out, I had to run out and kill this one dude, but it would spawn a buttload of fucking snipers. So I would run through the fucking snipers, shotgun the dude, and then run back with a tic-tac worth of health left. And I'm going... Don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die.
Well, and I think the key point to that, though, or the key point of all of this, I think, was great, though, is we, like you said, we all had a job.
Mm-hmm.
We all had something we had to do. There was a strategy to the boss. It was you went and got that buff. He would throw us in the prison. You'd kill the prisons on us.
Mm-hmm.
Then me and Jason would unload on the boss. Then we turn and kill adds while you got the buff.
Then Justin's sitting there doing whatever tic-tacs worth of damage he can do while I'm throwing sniper rounds into the bitch.
Yeah, he was sniping, but he had the sniper, and then I had the invective?
The invective shotgun, yeah.
Yeah, which is an auto shotty, and which does a shitload of damage, and then I made the mistake the first time of going pure defense, and then I knew that I had to go offense, so once I started going offense, that side I was on was a lot more manageable because... My supercharge is stupid fast. Like, I have it on 100% recharge because I don't nade as much as you guys do.
Mm.
For me, it's all... The Titan in this game, what he does this slam down on the ground and creates this big area effect. Well, the way I have mine set up is I slam and a wave of energy goes forward. I get energy back for everything I kill, everything I hit, and it charges really fast. Like, even on trickle, every single round I had it ready to go.
Sweet.
Which meant that I could take out those guys, and then the guys that took a shitload of rounds, I had the shotgun that I could hold down the trigger and it would kill one of those fuckers.
Yeah, I was shooting rockets at them. It was pretty freaking hectic, but once we had a system down where I go out there, get the buff, like we were doing come it back, like, and without, I'm like...
Well, I mean, we tried it like 5 times or 6 times. It took us 2 hours to figure out the...
Well, what, the, no, it didn't take
What
take
was
us
funny, though,
time.
Was the last time we went through it, when we did finish, there was one point where you didn't have the buff.
Yeah.
And I got caught in the bubble. Fucking icebreaker sniper rifle for the win, because I went ting, ting, and it was gone.
Well, you also have to know that I'm like, I didn't get the buff, but I also didn't get a bubble. So I yeah. was sitting there with my auto shotgun trying to knock out whatever bubbles I could, because you could kill them. But it took forever.
Well, I had to switch to... Well, the first time I figured it out, I thought I had to go to my machine gun, and that was my heavy weapon, and I would unload an entire magazine, and that would kill it. So that was eating up all my heavy ammo, but well, we didn't know the trick to the... You know,
once we figured it out, one shotgun blast would take out one of the shells. So I was...
And which why Invective was key, because it regenerates ammo.
Exactly, and I was running the Invective because I needed to run out there, shotgun the dude real quick because he's an elite and it takes a lot of damage to kill him, run back, regen my health while I'm regenning my shotgun rounds, reload, go to rocket, shoot towards the ads when the ads are there, and just run back out, kill that guy, run back. Run out, kill that guy, run back. So,
yeah,
that was my world.
But... Again, that's to me, that's been more interesting than the raids and everything else, because it is a different objective weekly, and each one of those ones is different every single time. Like, adding, like, I've never seen any of these bosses. I mean, they are, it's not like it's, like, they're boss size, and I think that's important, too. Like,
yeah.
They feel like bosses, and there are strategies and things that you've got to do.
It feels sufficiently epic while, you know, while staying true to, like, the original, like, designs of some of the bosses. Like, you've seen the
game. Well,
I
remember the original bitch for the game was, once you go into the raids, it's nothing like the strikes. These are the first things you're playing a event with three people that feels like a raid of sorts. Like,
right.
There are things that you have to do in a teamwork-type fashion in order to beat it.
Yeah, and then with this, one of the things that I had said prior to House of Wolves coming out was it'd be nice that and nice to have a strike with a random set of modifiers to kind of shake shit up on the, you know, on the strikes.
More than just the Nightfall.
Right, more than just the Nightfall where you run once and you're done.
Instead, what they gave us was they gave us a system that's almost like 5 unique strikes in a go with unique modifiers, unique bosses in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
And decent rewards, really.
And
I'm a little bit skeptical on the rewards thing. So what you do end up doing is once you get through the Prison of Elders, you end up getting to a treasure room with 2 small chests and 1 large chest, which you have to have a key for. And the key, you get 1 key from doing bounties each week, but the keys are normally gotten by doing a random event in the world. Now, you would think that as rare as these fucking keys are in, you know, in some way, because you're only guaranteed 1 a week and you can run Prison of Elders, you know, as many times as you want.
Well, yeah, you can run the 28 as many times as you want.
Can
you run the other ones as many times as you want?
No, you don't get the rewards from it. So, you can run the 28 as many times as you want, but you don't get any rewards other than rep.
But you can run, so you can only run the 32, the 34, and the 35 once a week and get rewards.
But that's
right.
The way that we play Destiny in these little bite-sized chunks.
Right.
Like 1 or 2 hours, unless you're just crazy like you were the other day.
Well, like I have been for Iron Banner this week.
Yeah, but you should thank me. I set Witcher aside to Iron Banner all fucking week.
We needed you to get to level 34 so that we could do this shit. Come on, step up. You're part of a team, guy.
Witcher's calling me.
I know. All right, so we got, you know, the thing is that the rewards for this, they're kind of lackluster. And
yeah,
there's
a little bit.
I mean, there's a couple things for it, like for the level 35, if you're able to get through it, there is a chance that you can get an Elder Cipher And what that will do is it'll give you a, you know, a new exotic, one of the new ones.
Yeah, to be honest, I got better rewards playing Iron Banner this week.
Yeah, I mean, you get to...
Than I did out of running the level 32 and 34 Prison of Elders.
Yeah, you can get two Etheric Lights, which is an upgrade material to make everything...
Now, granted...
You know, most current level.
You know, that means I now have the Etheric Light I need to reach 34, but I actually got a new gun out of...
Yeah, we all got a decent scout rifle.
That is useful versus, you know, getting a gun I turn into weapons parts out of.
Well, that's prison. The prison, the big chest should be sufficiently epic. I mean, you don't necessarily need to get an exotic every time, and there is a small chance to get an exotic out of the chest. It's just that the guns that they have are built for drops from the Queen's Wrath. They're lackluster. There's something wrong with them because they don't fit a specific type. Like, they'll have a really high impact, really slow rate of fire hand cannon that has a decent amount of rounds, but it doesn't fit the niche of PvP or PvE very well.
It's because they're all random rolls.
Well, the base stats are the same. The perks that you can re-roll through the
through the gunsmith. I gotta say, I like that system that they added. But
I mean, even the with the exception of the scout rifle that that was that, up for to, for
that
this
was
week,
up for sale this week through
which
the
I fucking grab
through the priest for what is it? Fuck.
There was a shotgun that did extra damage versus shanks, for friggin' sake. Seriously? Shotgun versus shanks.
Right, most of the time you snipe those suckers.
Yeah, I mean, shanks don't have near enough damage to warrant using a shotgun on them. So, and normally if you use a shotgun on a shank, it's gonna die no matter whether
unless
or not it has
unless
extra...
it's the Nightfall once the fire shield.
No.
I can still kill him in one shot.
The scout rifle that the House of Judgment had this week. That's a good fucking shotgun. That's going to be scout rifle. That's going to be useful outside of Fallen, even though it has that perk for
it's got a really
Fallen captains
high impact.
It's got a really decent amount of impact, a really high rate of fire for a scout rifle, which is really nice.
I mean, I can sit there and I can feather the trigger. And it fires just as fast as a lot of the auto rifles.
It's really nice, but that's the only gun that I've seen up on on this thing for with a decent reward. So if they did something a little bit better and worked out a better reward system for the end of Prison of Elders, I'd be all right with it. Right now, that's the only thing that I'm miffed about.
Yeah.
I'll say that being said, we won't bore everybody with a crazy amount of Destiny talk because we'll be...
Well, yeah.
It'll be kind of our go-to, but I think we'll all be playing some different things. I mean, I've been playing the Axiom Verge a little bit. Just still pretty good, but I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. That's why I haven't touched it.
And I'm going to end up going back to...
Witcher and finishing it.
Witcher.
I have no idea what I'm going to do. I don't have any money to actually
I'll probably spend tonight and tomorrow playing more Destiny just to level up that scout rifle. So when we do go through, I've got an ascended weapon that's reliable when we go do strikes and stuff.
I have been cracking out to Destiny because I just don't have anything else that that's on my plate.
There's nothing else coming out.
There isn't much that I can play, though. I guess I could play some Heroes of the Storm, and we did play
we need to play some more of that.
We did play a couple games of that over the past couple weeks.
I mean, that is actually not in beta now.
Right. My biggest bitch about Heroes of the Storm is the fact that I have to buy the heroes. But that's always been my bitch about Heroes of the Storm, so that's nothing new.
The game itself is pretty...
It's fun.
Easy to get into.
No, it's fun, and that's probably a breakthrough thing for me to say, is saying that Heroes of the Storm is fun. And after playing Heroes of the Storm, I feel like I've been spoiled enough by Heroes of the Storm that I couldn't play Dota now.
I want to get back into Dota a little bit, too.
You know, I don't know if I could get back into the complexity that is Dota. There's just so much that's going on in Dota that, you know, that...
I actually need to get my real mouse working again. I'm having a hard time using the keyboard because I'm so used to playing MOBAs with
having a keyboard on a mouse?
No, I was having a lot of fun of moving my... It's like eating backwards for me. Like, throw your fork in your left hand, you right-handed fucker.
Okay.
And start eating peas and tell me how far you get through that bowl.
Because
that's how I feel when I'm playing MOBAs right now, because for a long time... When I first started playing, I played them right, and then I mapped all the buttons to my mouse, and I got really used to using my right hand. And now it's like the stranger, but not in a good way, because I'm usually using my left hand to move the camera, and now I'm using my left hand to move the camera / do everything, and the right hand to just pick targets, which not used to that. So
I'm using my right hand.
Some very sloppy seconds MOBA doing right now. I can't quite get where I want to go with it.
I'm using my right hand to direct where my hero is going, and my left hand to actually do all of the, you know, the attacks, like you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get another mouse because that one is driving me nuts. All it has is a back and forward browser button on it, and
that's all mine has.
Yeah, but you're playing it differently than I am.
I'm just saying it's possible to play video games without having a keyboard on the side of your mouse. And that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
The Razer MMO mouse is what he's talking about.
I've had that thing since, like, actually right when I started playing Knights of the Old Republic, which was, like, 2012.
Yeah.
So I started with that, and I was like, oh, this is really rad. And then I got really used to that mouse, and it just got really broken because I used the fuck out of it. And then Walmart had a great deal on a Razer mouse, like basic Razer mouse, $30. I was like, fuck, that's really cheap for a Razer mouse.
Yeah.
It is a solid ass mouse. I will not, like, I generally like a lot of Razer products. And I'm not going to just completely, like, we're not sponsored or anything. But,
right.
And there's some people that genuinely hate them because, I guess because they're popular. But they put out a decent product, and they put out a unique product. And there are people that Logitech makes a pretty killer mouse, but they don't have any mice that have that many buttons. And my thumb likes to push buttons, so it's... it's a PC controller for me.
Well, when I was playing World of Warcraft, it was one thing that I needed to have on my on my mouse. Well, I didn't need macros. See, I already did everything, but I was doing everything with my mouse. I was playing a druid healer, so I wanted to be able to click things. Well, there was one problem with that, is that if my push-to-talk was on the keyboard and I tried to click something at the same time I was pushing to talk on the, you know, on the keyboard, it would do something like an alt-click or a control-click, which would do something different in the game. And I didn't like that at all because I'd be moving my macros all over the fucking place when I didn't want to. So I got a mouse that just has a forward and back button, but I can program it so that I can use the back button to push to talk. And then I just got used to holding my mouse with my thumb over the push to talk key that I had set up. To this day, that is how I hold the mouse.
He does that shit just like browsing Facebook and Failblog.
To this day, this is how I hold the freaking mouse. My thumb is about halfway down the side of a mouse. So I understand where your thumb normally goes. But, I don't have a button here.
My thumb has no use right now.
But
so it's
it's just useless.
I get what you're saying. You need another Naga mouse so that...
I don't necessarily need a Naga. Like, they have this one called, I think it's an Imba, that has six extra buttons that are kind of arranged in a hex. Which would be perfect for a MOBA, because then I get used to where everything was, and then I could just use my abilities there. When I had everything programmed to the first six buttons for Heroes and Dota,
mm-hmm.
my skill shotting was better because...
You were able to move it and get to the...
I was controlling the camera again with the WASD, and that's how I'd look way ahead, aside from just looking at the map. My control scheme in my head is still like that, so it's... Letting the camera follow the hero drives me fucking crazy. Moving the camera with the goddamn mouse drives me fucking crazy.
I've gotten used to it. I get to a point where, like, if I'm if we're going to a mercenary camp or a boss or something like that, I'll click on the mini map and then I'll be able to go and do everything on the screen. I have the screen edge where I can move the screen using the screen edge, and it doesn't necessarily follow the hero. But in team fights, I'm able to move the screen just enough to be able to do the team fights without, you know, them.
Well, that's what I'm
away.
Saying. Instead of going to the edge of the screen to move to try to target somebody, like with the other way around, I was WASD in it, so I would move the camera and then getting set up for a skill shot at the same time. So I was aiming with my mouse instead of moving the screen when I was trying to click on people and get stuff done. And so to me, that made it faster.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a thing to toggle on and off. And probably it's probably possible to do that, but I'd like to see if there was a button that toggles on and off the follow. The camera follows the hero.
There's
thing.
A lot of alternate key things
yeah,
on there
see,
because I've actually disabled sound and all sorts of things
right.
just by fucking around with my keyboard.
So if it's possible to do that, that would actually improve my way to do it.
It's the Naga Hex. Six
okay, yeah,
mechanical thumb buttons.
Yeah, Naga Hex. It's probably like $70 or something.
I'm looking at it right now.
Let's see. On Newegg, it is $65.99.
Yep.
Yeah,
let's see. Amazon has it for $63.99.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So it looks like a comfortable controller, though I think the buttons are too far back for me.
Not for me. That's about the right placement. I never ever used on the. Like, I got really crazy trying to program extra stuff when I was playing a little bit of Knights of the Old Republic, but I never really needed more than six. Even with an MMO. Like, I would still use different things for different groups, but, you know, with MMO stuff, there's not as nearly as much movement most of the time, so you don't have to worry about that. It's just MOBAs are very fast-paced.
And it's got interchangeable thumb rests, so you can...
What?
So, you can choose the thumb rest that suits your thumb size and grip type.
Interchangeable fuck what? I am looking for it right now.
Up to 250 clicks per minute.
I just saw that too. I'm like, high performance buttons for 250 clicks per minute. Who the fuck is clicking that much?
Asians.
StarCraft users doing their actions per minute to get it up into fucking stupid range.
The people that just like to click the screen.
Yeah. Well, it's the actions per minute, man. That's how you get it up there.
So, anyways, I think right now is probably a good time for a break.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll come back with some extra shit. So,
extra shit.
So if you would, Rusty, cue the music.
All right, cue the music now.
Talk about, and we're looking at news. One thing that I was just kind of talking about or actually looking at is I guess there's a gameplay video that just came out for something called Rising Tide for Beyond Earth. They're adding a new expansion. I don't know much about it, but I'd like to see if they change the game like they did a lot with Civilization V. Because if you remember, the original Civilization V was decent.
Uh-huh.
Then once they started getting into the expansions and adding a lot more depth to it, it actually became really, really good.
Right.
Well, not only that, but they fixed a lot of complaints about the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've always been really good about listening to the gamers and being able to, you know, to add the features and the stuff that they needed to do. It needed really, really, really badly needed rebalancing, and I haven't touched the game since we multiplayed that one time, but. I know that they've been working on it. I don't have a whole lot of experience with any of the new stuff that they've done, but some of the features I've seen for Rising Tide looks like you can colonize the ocean, which is nice.
So much of it.
There's dynamic leader traits. Let's see. New enhanced diplomatic options. New sponsors. So, new factions, basically. New artifact system, which allows to collect and combine powerful relics to unlock perks. Hybrid units and new biomes, which was desperately needed. Looks good. Might pick it up because I'm a civilization freak just like everybody else. I'm cautious about it.
I'm cautious too because, I mean, Beyond Earth was decent but not great.
Right. You know, like we've always said, though, from the very beginning, as soon as they add some expansions, like when they added Gods and Kings to Civ 5,
it instantly became like
it was really one great.
Of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah, it was really great. So, it added an extra level of depth to it. So, being able to colonize the ocean, you know, makes it so that you can actually use your naval ships for something other than fucking, like, running shit down or running the fucking Krakens down. That's pretty much it.
Or just, you know, like, the only reason to do combat was to help with the city siege or something like that, or moving troops.
Well, I used my, I used carriers to, you know, to be able to do city sieges and shit like that, so, and take out units from the air, but that's pretty much all I used my ships for. So, you know, being able to colonize the ocean, that's pretty neat. So that would give an extra level of depth to it, I think. So that's cool.
I'd say there's a rumor right now floating around that Warner Brothers Games Montreal may be developing an open world Superman game.
Because Superman games have always been really great.
So what no do you one do ever with Superman though? I think that's the problem. Is he's pretty immortal.
Well, I don't think there's ever been a Superman game that has been successful.
It's because you have to weaken Superman.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Batman is he's human and can die. Or get hurt. Superman is super.
What are you going to do to make the story for the Superman open world game? Did he get shot with a kryptonite bullet and he just is basically like half powered or some shit? Fuck, I don't know.
Right. Maybe he's really depressed.
Because we need more depressed Superman. God. Oh, Superman, you are such a great character, but because you're so fucking powerful, everybody has to be, oh, he's got OCD. Oh, he's got, like, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. He's got, like, fucking a kryptonite enema. I don't fucking know.
I'm going to say this. Outside of the Christopher Reeve movies, I've never really liked Superman.
I like the character. Like, the possibilities of the character.
The possibility
He's gone insane a couple times. He's gone fucking crazy. He knows he's got godlike powers. The alternate versions of Superman, the fucking Red Sun Superman and shit like that, those are fucking cool. The story arcs that they've done in the most recent years have gone a little fucking apeshit crazy with them.
Yeah.
Most recently, the most recent change is the fact that Superman can't actually fly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, originally, didn't he just...
His original power was that he could leap really high. Yeah. But somehow...
We thought flying was cooler, which I agree.
Right. Somehow he was able to fly. Well, when he goes to fly and just leaps and does not actually fly, it becomes a fucking problem for him recently, you know, for the recent comics. I don't know. I'm looking at it from a game perspective, and I don't think I've ever played a Superman game that was enjoyable in one way or another.
No.
It's because they had to make it fucking hokey to limit what he could do.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, the Iron Man games were bad, but they were never as bad as the Superman games.
Right.
You know, so... Yeah. Well, hopefully they do something with it, because... You know, he needs to have a game showing that's not fucking stupid and terrible.
Another thing recently that might be a little bit interesting for those who really got into World of Tanks, Wargaming announced that they are doing World of Warships. and is all sea-based battle.
Okay.
And is now in beta.
Well, I'm not sure how well World of Planes did, which is basically, you know, you know, fighter planes and stuff like that. Fights. It looked fun.
Yeah.
But
I never had much fun with it, though.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I played the crap out of World of Tanks, you know, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed a lot of it. It was very grindy, though. Good God, was it grindy.
It's just PvP tank battles, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all it was. But it was... There was... The worst part about it was when you died. Because you ended up waiting for the whole fucking game. Because there's no respawn. You die. So... There was that. And you couldn't actually continue on with another match. Because when you die, you die. That's it. World of Planes, never really touched it. If they're getting into use something like Battleship, that's perfectly fine, I guess. But
where's the cover system?
Well, I mean, there's
it's
a
big
lot
open
of
sea.
There's a lot of different things that you could do with ship battles. So I mean,
it'd just be a big slugfest.
Well, with World of Tanks, I mean, you had to hit, you know, certain parts of a tank to be able to do maximum damage, and they had ricochet, you know, mechanics and all kinds of, you know, neat things that they did with that. With planes, you had to be able to dogfight, basically.
Yeah.
With ships, I can see them trying to get the right trajectory for your for arcs on, you know, artillery fire and
pull up and broadside something.
Right.
Old ship style.
It looks fucking like cannonballs. It looks like it's going to be World War II era from the video.
Okay.
Warships. Well, so, aircraft carriers.
They're going to do all these different things. Yeah. And I imagine them, imagine War Games, you know, creating World War III, the game. And they've got, you know, they've got tank battles, air battles, and sea battles all happening at the same time. All fighting over this one area, and if all the games end up fucking winning in one side, and they already do, like, the quote-unquote world wars or something like that, where, you know, clans can go and control certain areas of the map. Nuclear holocaust, maybe? Fuck, I don't know. It's just...
Who knows where they're going?
Well... They put a lot of thought into how, you know, how each one of those games is built, so it might be good, but I think I'm past the MMO PvP stuff.
Yeah.
So the only other thing that I saw that I thought was weird is, I guess, Telltale Games teamed up with Microsoft.
Right.
And decided to create a Telltale story-based episodic game on Minecraft, which... There was no story at all.
Well, let me go ahead and just say,
That's fireworks.
Oh, fireworks! Jesus Christ! That's right outside too.
Yeah.
Okay. Minecraft. Seriously? Right. Okay. So how much story do you have for Minecraft?
That just has a whole lot of fail written all over it.
Can you tell me the story of Minecraft? Can you?
There's a dude named Steve.
And there's creeps.
He builds stuff.
And he okay. All right.
And he
what they need
kills
to do.
Creepers.
Telltale. What the fuck are you thinking?
Like,
Telltale.
I get the Game of Thrones. I get. Borderlands was a stretch.
Borderlands was a stretch. Because that does not fit at all with Borderlands.
The Walking Dead was amazing.
I don't know. I've never actually played the
ones. Have it. I'm going to play it when it all releases, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
I was going to say. Fable was good. Or Fables.
They need to do another fucking season of that.
Yeah, what the hell was
that?
Wolf Among Us.
They need to do another fucking season of that. That was fucking good.
I think in my mind, and I haven't played the Borderlands one, I haven't played the Game of Thrones one, and I know that our buddy Aaron likes the Game of Thrones one.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones one's pretty decent.
But what I liked season one Walking Dead the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked Wolf Among Us, and then I liked Season 2 Walking Dead. And I felt like those three were really good games. I just felt like Wolf Among Us, because it was something different, was good.
Yeah, that was the thing that, you know, that brought me to it, is the fact that I'd never actually been exposed to the Fables. So the storyline
is a...
It's a comic
book. Comic book and graphic novel series.
I've never been exposed to it, and it was a different spin on, you know, on stuff that I've recognized. So it was kind of cool. Borderlands, I am so over the Borderlands universe. I am. Just everything about Borderlands.
I don't care for anything Borderlands right now.
Yeah.
Ugh, so much over that. If I have to listen to Claptrap one more fucking time, I swear, God, I'm going to punch something. he bugs the piss out of me. fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, Telltale, help Bungie out. Bungie needs a Telltale fucking something to throw some story into the Destiny universe. Go for it. You know, Telltale, talk to Bungie, because, you know, obviously you've run out of fucking ideas if you went for Minecraft.
That's just what it feels like.
Yeah,
it feels like a cash grab, and I'm just
wow.
I don't know. That's one that I'm going to wait on reviews unless somebody just magically decides to give it to us. And then
somebody, you'll have to like buy it for us, because none of us will.
Hey, Telltale, make us believers. Give us a game,
right? And talk to Bungie. For God's sakes, they need to help a story.
besides that, I got the list.
Yeah, I've got a couple things. I was looking through. I got the Steam hardware, the Steam controller. They had pre-orders up for the November 10th release. They were trying to sell it like hotcakes, and they sold like hotcakes during the summer sale, because they were, you know, they put it up on the, you know, front page and everything. They're sold out. Their early pre-orders are all sold out. The controller looks freaking amazing with the amount of stuff that you can do with it. It promises to actually replace me using an Xbox controller for my PC. And that's saying something, because I like my Xbox controller, but the amount of stuff that the pads can do on this controller is just fucking amazing. So hopefully it does not come out broken. So
yeah, that freaked me out. I had flashbacks back to the old apartment and gunshots.
Right. I know, right? No, when I heard that, I was like, is somebody knocking on your door? Oh,
I heard an explosion, and then it just clicked, and I was like, oh, not gunshots.
Not gunshots.
Yeah, you live in a respectable area now. A
respectable area that's shooting off fireworks at 10 o'clock at night.
Still the weekend.
True.
Again, the controller is one of those things I'll wait and see reviews.
I think I might pick it up. Well, if I've got money for it, I'll pick it up and play around with it. But I play enough.
Otherwise, my Xbox controller works well.
I play enough games on my PC that are, you know, very controller centric.
Yeah.
That I could justify purchasing one. Specifically so that I don't have to fuck around with moving the, you know, cables around or having a cable or anything like that. So that's cool. I've got did a little bit of looking on my favorite site, Kickstarter, and Wastelands is they're doing Wasteland playing cards.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not entirely sure what that is. Is it a collectible? It's just a normal set of playing cards. But the artwork is freaking fantastic looking. And that's... Jeez, they're freaking loud out there.
At least we're in the sound room.
Right? Even in the sound room. I'm gonna close this fucking door. All right, so... It's a little muted now. Go out there and kick some ass. Wasteland playing cards, they got their total. They only needed 25K, and they got 60K, so that's good. Artwork's good on those. Bard's Tale was one of the big things on Kickstarter in the last month. It looks like they have achieved their amount for their goal. Well, they only wanted $1.25 million, and they got about 1.5. There's 4 days to go on that, so you'll probably hear this right at the end of that. So if you want to get in on the early stuff, go right ahead and do that, because Bard's Tale looks to be freaking amazing. Let's see here. I don't have a whole lot after that. Rare Replay comes out, though. And I've been looking to find information about Rare Replay. I think that is the...
While you look that up, free lists for PlayStation Plus this month. They've got Rocket League coming for the PS4. Styx, Master of Shadows. Mousecraft for all three platforms.
Mousecraft?
Yeah, it's a puzzle game.
Okay. Mousecraft. Never.
Entwine for all three platforms. Rain for PS3 and Geometry Wars 3 for the PS Vita.
I didn't like Geometry Wars 2, but that's just because it's a bullet hell.
Right. And then Xbox One Xbox announced this month that the Xbox One will now get 2 games released. And for the first one, they're going a little bit newer than they ever have, giving everybody Assassin's Creed Black Flag for the first through the 31st. And then from July 16th through August 15th, they're going to give everybody So Many Me. Not exactly sure what that game is, but hey. And then for the 360, they're giving away Plants vs. Zombies and Gears of War 3.
I'd like to get somebody to play Plants vs. Zombies. Oh, but that's on Xbox 360, not...
Yeah.
Okay, so I found out what the Rare Replay is. It is a compilation of all the Rare games that they've done since 1983. All available for Xbox One, and that will include Conker's Bad Fur Day, which makes me happy. That is probably the best fuck you to Nintendo Rare has ever done.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. It is also the last Nintendo game that they've made for them, so...
That's true. I think Trent would agree with that.
But it includes a lot of good ones. So Killer Instinct Gold, the game that, killed my thumb, like, literally bleeding. Battletoads is going to be part of it. Battletoads Arcade, which I'm not sure what the difference is there, but... Battletoads for sure. Banjo-Tooie. Perfect Dark Zero. Viva Pinata. And Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts for, for the later stuff. But basically every game that they've made for most of the systems since their, inception. So that's... I'd pick it up for Conker's Bad Fur Day for sure.
It's $30.
Nothing like
and includes 30 games.
Yeah, it's nothing quite like beating up the shit monster, if I remember correctly, it was toilet paper grenades.
Yeah, I think it was.
Ah, yes, and of course, seeing little squirrels being shot in the head—it's amazing. All right, so. That's cool. Really cool. So, I don't see a whole lot of extra, any games that you want to pick up over the next... I mean, God of War 3 for PlayStation 4 is remastered.
It includes Jet Force Gemini?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It might be interesting.
No, if I have money to pick it up, I'll pick it up. Because that sounds like one of those things where I can download, play a game, and... 30 games for $30. It's $1 per game. I mean, even if I don't play all of them. It comes out in August, on August 4th.
That's a good day.
So, that's going to be...
a birthday present to me.
There you go. There you go. Maybe I can get a birthday present for that, too.
So you're going to buy it for yourself as well?
Wink, wink. All right. Man, well, I don't ever get birthday presents.
No, he's winking towards me.
Well, I was winking towards the microphone. Somebody out there, please keep us in games. We're all poor. Amnesia. Oh, that's for Vita. Never mind. Yeah, dude, it's pretty dry from until like September or I think it was September.
September will be when everything picks back up again.
Yeah, because that's when my Metal Gear Solid comes out, and you know, and a lot of
Destiny
the other ones.
Destiny 1.5. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's there's quite a few games coming. It's just that right now this is the dry season.
Which I never understood because it's the summer, and that's when college students have time to play games.
Well, yeah, I mean, college students might, like myself, will have time to play video games. And then, of course, they bring out the really big guns right next to finals week. Fuckers! I'm serious. Yeah, I want to play some of these. Fallout 4 comes out on finals week. I looked it up. Fuckers. I'm telling you, it's going to be a giant goddamn distraction. It'll be a fucking hot thorn in my fucking side.
I'll just talk to you about it.
Fuck you. You are going to fucking stop right now. It's fucking months ahead. And I'm going to tell you right now, stop the fuck. I don't want it. Dude, damn it.
You just look on. You'll be watching TV while you're doing stuff, and you'll just see me pop up, and we'll be in Fallout 4.
Fucker. You're going to buy it for console?
I'll buy it for PC later.
Oh, shit.
I can't get the special edition for...
Oh, you already ordered the special edition. That's right. I didn't. So... There's not any multiplayer for it anyway.
Like 2 hours after it was announced, and within 30 minutes of Amazon posting it.
Do you think I should go back to console for it? Because I mean, I did.
They're adding mod support for the console.
Well, I wasn't really big on on modding Fallout anyway, unless it was the texture packs and the lighting.
It was the graphic mods that I did, but I also did some of the mission packs too.
I didn't do the mission packs, but because I like to play the game OG
Well, I'd already played it a million times, old school, so I upped the graphics on it, and then I added extra guns, and
the extra guns
to the loot table is really cool, and...
Yeah. Yeah. I think I might pick it up for console. Mainly because there hasn't been a great track record for PC releases.
Bethesda does pretty decent with PC releases. For me, it was getting a... Not a lot of games I'm going to get a special edition for anymore, but yep. I'm a pretty big fan of Fallout.
Well, I'm going to get that on fucking day one. You know I'm saving my disbursement. My loan money's going towards it.
Shit, I'm actually just going to throw some money in savings and make sure I have the money for it when it pulls out.
Yeah. I need to have that game. And of course, oh my god, there's a fucking giant list of things that's just going to come out here.
XCOM 2, Fallout 4.
Fucking No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, fucking, No Man's Sky actually have a release date yet?
Not on the website that I'm on right now.
That's one I'm looking forward to pretty badly.
It said, last time I said, release date news... Premises release date will be announced soon. And that was as of yesterday. So, as of July 4th, it says soon. You know, we'll give you the date soon. But it is TBA at the moment.
All right. Well, I think we've talked about everything we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this damn show up. And you already heard us talking about it. There are no fucking games coming out except for remakes.
Yep.
And if you're God of War fan, sure, that's great. But that being said, I'm going to throw a few shout-outs to friends of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We got noquarters.net, bmfcast.com. We got For the Love of Gaming. Find back episodes of the Carousel Podcast at carouselpodcast.com. And, of course, our friends at tvgp.tv. They do great things. And that you can find us at twitch.com/tiltcast or the twitter.com. No, twitch.com, twitch.tv/TheRealTiltCast, youtube.com/TheRealTiltCast, twitter.com/TiltCast,
facebook.com/TiltCast,
and then, of course, TiltCast.com.
Of course.
We're posting a video every other week on YouTube, so please check it out. We do live streaming occasionally, but the best time to find us is looking at our Twitter. Yep. Twitter is where we're most active when it comes to stuff like that, and if I'm going to Twitch something, or me and Rusty are going to Twitch something, we're going to post it there. And I think next time we do, you know what we could play?
Huh.
Alpha 12 is coming out for 7 Days to Die. They're really close, within days.
Oh, sweet. Because I haven't had to fucking do, I haven't had an opportunity to play 7 Days to Die in a month or more, so yeah, we definitely need to get on that.
So I'd imagine that would be something else we can play in the next couple weeks, too.
Yeah, definitely. This is the one with the mini bike, right?
They already got the mini bike. They're just working out sound effects for the bike and then a few physics issues. But they've actually added, like, physics to the game now.
Okay.
So they were doing a video, I was watching the dev blog, and Joel Wetter, what's his face on the one of the developers, was tossing pipe bombs down. And you could see the zombies, like, blowing all the way up into the air, which was really fucking cool.
Huh, sweet.
They fixed the weird stretching glitch with some zombies of the, dying and then their arms stretching out 10 feet.
Well, yeah, I mean
and now things crumble when they fall.
Sweet.
So like you destroy a girder on a building and the building starts to crumble and fall on one side.
Sweet. I like it.
There's a lot of cool things. The trees actually can kill zombies too now. You cut down a tree, it falls down at an angle. And he showed himself, like, there's a horde coming. He cuts down a tree, kills about 12 of them with the one fucking tree.
Sweet!
It's like lumberjack killing. But
lumberjack killer.
Yeah. That being said, let's go play Destiny.
Yes.
So, we will see you guys in a couple weeks, and also you'll see a video. Probably Axiom Verge is what we talked about.
Yep.
So, next week. Yep. So, we'll see you guys later.
Alright.
Peace!
Peace!